green flag right there, that's the camera we're on. Well, good morning, City Church family. We want to thank you for joining us to your daily word. We're in day number 18. We're in a Bible series called Fear Not, and we're using our applications on our phones from the YouVersion. And if you haven't found that yet, if you're watching us for the first time, YouVersion is a great Bible app for you to go to and download. You can download the Bible, and it doesn't matter what your first language is. I think they got the Bible just about in every language group of the world. And but there's all kinds of devotionals. And right now we're in a 21-day series entitled Fear Not, and we're in day number 18. Hey, today's a really special day. I got an awesome friend of mine. I got an amazing man of God in this community. We are so honored that we can partner with him. As a matter of fact, we've taken some trips together and we've had a lot of fun over the last several years in our life together, just doing ministry and enjoying our time with families. And we're going to bring him on in just a moment. Pastor Alan Brumback from Central Church right here in Central Florida. And let's welcome Pastor Alan Brumback today. Come on, let's give him a great big hand. We want to thank him for being with us today. We love you, brother. We are better together, that's for sure. I want to encourage us today. Hey, today as we just focus our attention, listen, man, I mean, things are escalating in a lot of ways, and our governor yesterday gave a new order on this COVID-19. We are now stay at home. And, you know, this whole thing, I don't know about you, but it's been really confusing to me. We got stay at home. What's the other term we got?
Safer at home.
We got safer home. We got safety. Oh, what do you call it?
Safer at home.
Yeah, safer at home.
Shelter at home.
Self-quarantine. All that. I mean, there's a lot of terms. I don't know about you guys, but man, for me personally, the different terms, I mean, they can be, okay, what does this mean again? And they're trying to give definition to it, and they're helping us. But the churches are considered essential services, and so we keep 10 people to a building here. And so we have 10 people here in our building, and we work really hard to try to abide by that. So we're trying to follow the laws of the land, be good citizens. Grateful that we have this privilege to come to you. Today we're coming live through our citychurchfl.org website and also through our Facebook. And I'm just going to pray, and then Miranda's going to lead us in a time of worship here today. We just prepare your hearts before the Lord as we thank him today that he does give us daily bread. Father, we thank you today for your grace. It's so amazing. Lord, I thank you for every person that's joining us right now. Lord, they're watching this broadcast this morning. We thank you for the honor that we have to serve you and to serve people. We love you today, Jesus. We're grateful for your grace. It's so amazing. Thank you, Lord, that we can today come together, brothers and sisters in Christ, crossing denominational lines. Lord, not worried about the labels or the logos on our doors, but working to expand the mission of your love. Jesus, you came because you love people. It's why you came. And you're not willing that anyone should perish. And we thank you in the midst of this crisis, Lord, that your peace and your grace is with us. And you told us to fear not. Thank you for that today in your wonderful name. Amen. Miranda, go ahead and just lead it this time.
Turn my heart, you set me up.
you glad today that Christ is your Savior? Aren't you glad this morning that He has set you free? He's my rescuer. Hey, I want to welcome Pastor Alan Brumback to the Central Church live broadcast. It is Central Live. We're going live with Central Church. And before we do that, hey, Miranda, we got some exciting things going on this weekend, right? Tell us what's happening this weekend here at City Church.
We do. We are actually going to be adding two extra broadcast times for this Palm Sunday weekend, this Palm weekend. And so wherever you're watching from, you can tune in live on Saturday at 4 p.m. or 6 p.m. and 6 p.m. if you want extra brownie points.
Come on.
And then we have
three services.
Get an
extra gold star for that one.
That's right. Lots of gold stars. And then our normal three Sunday morning service broadcast times at 8 a.m., 9:30, and 11 a.m. So Saturday, 4 and 6, and Sunday, all
right,
services.
So we got five services going live this weekend, and excited about that opportunity to come to you live. And we're going to bring that camera. Where we go? We're going to come right over here. Great to see you guys. Thank you. Hey, I got Pastor Alan Brumback coming to us all the way from right down the street.
Right down the road, literally.
And we're really honored to have you. How long have you been pastoring here in this community?
I've been here 10 years.
10 years, okay.
10 years, yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I remember you, I think when I first met you, I think you were doing youth ministry there.
I came in as a kind of a transitional.
It was a student ministry for seven months,
and then the church called me to be pastor.
This guy has done an amazing job. Mm-hmm. He's done an amazing job down at Central Church over the last 10 years. I've watched him develop as a leader. He's probably the main leader pastor in the Sanford community right now. And anytime the city has an issue, they're always going to him. And I'm grateful for his leadership. Matter of fact, we've done quite a few things together now.
Yep.
So maybe we just show a few pictures how we really first started working together. Our theme today is Better Together. And Jesus, you know, Alan, Jesus' best prayer that's recorded in the Bible is found in John 17. And you know what he prayed? He prayed, "Father, I pray that my people would be one, even as you and I are one."
That's right.
And what I love about it, we always agree about the essentials. And we have some backroom conversations about a few things that we're not quite, you know.
Yeah, I'm still working on you, brother. I'm still working on you.
So when he puts his lenses on, he has a certain perspective, a biblical theological perspective. And I put my lens on, I see it from a different way. But we don't major on that. Those are minors for us. Those are fun things for us to banter at times. But we really are focused on the mission of bringing God's love to our community. And we are better together. So would you tell us a little bit about that, Pastor Alan?
You know, really what's been remarkable in our city is, you know, I see for me when, I guess 7 or 8, 9 years ago, Trayvon Martin and what our city did, yeah, trying to working together, it's kind of really when we started working more. And then from that, we've just tried to find ways together as churches and on literally now almost on the same kind of area, just working together and finding ways that we can, because of the sake of the gospel, for the city, and for the good of others, just partner in strategic ways so our churches come together. So it's been really awesome kind of getting to know you, getting to know your staff. I love them.
We love you too.
And it's just an amazing, I think this church is, God's got his hand all over City Church.
Yep.
And I think that we're kind of locking down this side of Sanford. We got City Church and Central Church.
We've got Action Church over here at our old campus over at Airport. It's really awesome.
So we want to move the needle in the city of Sanford, and it takes churches working together under the banner of the gospel to get the gospel out for the glory of God.
To make Jesus famous. Hey, why don't you walk us through, if you guys could just put a couple of the pictures up that we've done together, and why don't you tell us, I think this was...
We did a serve day right after a hurricane, Irma.
Hurricane
Irma. We mobilized thousands of people, and we did hundreds of projects, and that was a great collective effort that we did with the city, with the county. It was awesome, brother.
Awesome.
It was wonderful working together. Mm-hmm. And then you have some of these guys that are goofing off there.
Can you tell us about this?
And then we went to Israel, and that was last year. And what a remarkable opportunity it was,
Be
with you and your church family. I mean, it was kind of the commingling of our churches together, and it was just a privilege to walk where Jesus walked.
What is this right here? Tell us about that.
This is up in the northern part. It's in Tel Dan, which is right in the Golan Heights and around Caesarea Philippi. And this is one of the ancients called Abraham's Gate. It's one of the real ancient cities, and we were right there. That's awesome.
Yeah. That's awesome. All right, and get us another picture here.
Oh, look at that beautiful lady.
Oh, come on. What was going on here? I think you weren't on this. This is the Feast of Tabernacles.
Yes, right? This is the Tabernacles. Yeah, the Feast of Tabernacles.
And you've been here during this time.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So even to this day, in the city of Jerusalem and in Israel, they still put up booths during the Festival of Booths. And so this is kind of a makeshift booth that I think you guys found when you were not where you're supposed to be.
It was down by the Dead Sea. It was across from the hotel.
Yeah.
These things are everywhere, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's awesome.
What's our next picture?
This is awesome. So this is one of my favorite places. This is the Jezreel Valley.
They'll tell us about this a little bit.
So this is the famous Jezreel Valley. Down a little bit further is the Valley of Megiddo or Megiddo.
Wow.
Where the Battle of Armageddon will be fought. And here are these two good-looking studs.
Come on,
on
man.
Mount Precipice.
Hey, I was about 25 pounds heavier then.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. And anyway, we still have big noses, I can see.
Yeah, that's
but
good.
But we'll this is the breadbasket of Israel. It's so fertile. It's just absolutely beautiful. One of my favorites. So we're all standing on Mount Precipice right outside of the city of Nazareth. And this is where the same area where they wanted to throw Jesus from the mountain. If you remember, I think it's amazing. In Luke chapter 4. And so we're standing there. It's one of my most favorite precious sites in all of Israel.
Awesome. Well, it was a very, very great picture. And I think we got one more here. We're going to leave it at that.
This is in Caesarea by the sea, Caesarea Maritima. And there we were, and you were teaching me something that I needed to hear.
So yeah, I'm sure. Poor guy's got to listen to this guy talk all the time. All right, so I want you to talk to us about the church right now and what you feel like the Lord is saying to Central Church. What is the Lord saying to us? But just look at that camera right there.
You know, I think that, one of the things I've said, and I'm sure you've said as well, the Holy Spirit's not quarantined in all this. And the church shouldn't be quarantined from sharing the gospel. We're just going to do it differently. We're going to do it through different avenues, different platforms. We're going to be more intentional with our relationships, with our time. You know, one of the things that I found, we've called every one of our church members, and now we're on our second time doing that again. And, you know, back in the olden days, you used to call people. People wouldn't answer the phone. Uh-huh. They want text only, some of the younger ones.
Yeah.
Everybody's hungry for community.
Oh, yeah.
We're doing a bunch of Zoom small group meetings. People are just hungry. They're spending hours talking about the Bible.
That's
so I think this is an opportunity for the church to be deployed, to be out doing what we should probably be doing
all the time,
all the time intentionally. So, like, one of the things that's in my heart that I feel like God's put in me is that once this is over, and this will be over.
Yeah, there's resurrection at the end of the tunnel.
Yes, I don't want to just go back to normal.
Right.
I don't want to just go back to normal. What I want is I want to be personally better than I was before. And I don't want just our church to survive. I want us. I don't want just survival. I want revival to come out of this. I want to see the church. I want to see personal revival. I want to see revival in my family. I want to see revival in my church, but also the church and in this nation. And I believe, I'm praying fervently that that's what's going to come out of this, that God's going to use this to mobilize the church in new ways and to come out better than we were before. If we just come back, Pastor Eugene, to normal,
Then
we've wasted what God is trying to teach us in this.
Oh, that's so good. Because the new normal, economically and educationally, I mean, the cheese moved, as they would say in the business culture. You know?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, everything, the paradigm has shifted in the way we're going to have to think about going. And every way, I think spiritually, the Lord has also prepared us. You know, one verse I thought of, Pastor Allen, about this was Matthew 24:14. And Jesus talking about the end times, remember that? And he says, in this gospel, the good news shall be preached, and then the end shall come. And, you know, you think about this, guys. Think about this right now. On planet Earth, there's about 7.2 billion people, let's say, somewhere around there. And you think about this. In any one moment, the gospel could just about every person, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And maybe there's a few outliers out there, but billions and billions more people today on planet Earth can hear the gospel at one time than any time in human history, in their own language, in their own tongue, in their own culture. And I got to tell you, I don't know if I know your mom. You told me your mom said we're getting ready for the end. I don't. I always say one day, every breath I take, I'm one day closer to the end. At least
closer to heaven than we were yesterday.
Yeah, man. We were singing some old hymns before we came on.
We may break out in song.
Yeah, we're breaking out, man. They're like, whoa, that guy's got some pipes, man. Tell us a little bit about the church. Tell us about where you see us going in the future and how we're working together.
I see one is, like, for us, we were looking at even – I think this is going to be a huge change in student ministry. And one of the things that we've been looking at personally, we have the kind of the model of you come in with student ministry and you have a worship set and you have a message and – then you kind of break off maybe into groups. I think that for us, we were moving towards microing and kind of being more intentional, because what we have found just anecdotally is a lot of our students came to a worship experience, but they didn't know more about God. Wow. They actually just came for the experience. And now I think what we're seeing with some of our Zoom things is that we're able to get our people closer, getting more in the Word, being more intentional, and actually growing from that. And I think that what we're hoping to see is more intentional relationships forged out of all of this.
Guys, Dr. Alan Brumback, he's just done an amazing job of just communicating God's love in our community. And we're going to pray for Central Church today. Will you join with me as I close this broadcast today as we pray for him? And I just want to thank you for coming down, taking the
My
time
pleasure.
To do that. I know you've been extremely busy. We're all working on all kinds of things together right now. But we're going to pray for Central Church. Will you join me if you're watching right where you're at? Hey, share this later on. We're going to put this up on our website. Share this with other people in our community. Let them know. Hey, churches are working together.
That's right.
We're not against one another. We're not competing. But we're working together because we're better together.
That's
bringing
right.
God's love to our community.
Absolutely.
One person at
Absolutely.
A time.
Absolutely.
Well, Father, today I thank you for Dr. Alan Brumback and for April and his kids. And God, I've had a great time. We've done ball games together. We've taken trips together. God, we've traveled literally to the other parts of the world. Jesus, where you came from, where you walked, and just some amazing times of prayer and worship and seeing you work in families' lives. And thank you for his passion for souls. Lord, every week he calls me and says, this person got saved and we baptized this person. And I love his passion for the kingdom. Let that become infectious in the heart of City Church, Lord. Father, we thank you today. We're not going to just survive. We're praying for the spirit of revival to sweep over Central Church. Father, over all the churches in our community, Lord, every single church in our community, we are truly better together. You are not limited to the walls of a building. And we know that today. So Holy Spirit, breathe on your people. We pray fear will be gone and faith will arise, that in the midst of what the enemy has brought to be great evil, you will turn it for the greatest kingdom good, and seeing the name of Jesus become famous not only in our city, but our country and around the globe. I ask this now, Jesus, in your wonderful name. And everyone said, amen. All right, you're not going to want to miss tomorrow. We're going to give this guy a great big hand, but I want to get right to tomorrow real quick. I want to take one. Let's give Dr. Alan Brumback a great big hand today. Let's thank him for being with us. You're not going to want to miss tomorrow. We're going to talk about healthy families tonight. Fear not. God's got a plan for healthy families today. And you're not going to. I have another very special guest, and you got to tell your friends. You're not going to want to miss it. We're going to have a little bit of fun tomorrow. We're going to read a little scripture. But I want to thank you for joining us today on Your Daily Word. And until we see you soon, God bless you. Go and be great in Jesus' name. Amen.